This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh, I hope you love me. I hope you love me. Because I get you guys. I get you. It is Thanksgiving weekend, and you are sitting there in your car or at your desk or with your iPhone or smartphone going, am I the only one in this country that doesn't like Thanksgiving? And you're not alone. You're not alone. Now, mind you, I am very, very excited for the Thanksgiving holidays. I am. I'm excited. I actually, this is the very first time I'm actually going to have 4 days off because, you know, I used to always with my clinic be open on Friday and Saturday because how could you, you know, have your patients without care for 4 days? Coming back on that Monday is horrible. And whoever's on call that four-day weekend gets called all the time. So I'm like, forget it. Whoever wants to work and make money can come in on Friday and Saturday in terms of staff and let it be elective. And usually someone's like, yeah, I want off Christmas, but I'm here on Thanksgiving, so I might as well work and make some money. So would always work. So I am excited about the four-day weekend and all that. But the rest of it, oh, and I am excited about football. Okay, I am excited about football. Okay, I got to make sure I give you guys my picks for that, so I'm going to be working on that. So very, very exciting. But when it comes to the food, here's the thing. Now I figured out how to like turkey. So I love dark meat turkey, and I like it, you know, all soaked, not in gravy. I don't like thick gravy, but I like all the juices and stuff. So I can eat turkey. I don't like green bean casserole. I'm not a big yam eater. Maybe I like the biscuits. So I usually eat the turkey and the biscuits. You gotta though taste grandma's, you know, the green bean casserole. You gotta do it. And I really can't stand pumpkin pie. I mean, if I'm gonna waste any calories on a dessert, give me some chocolate. So, you know, growing up as a kid, you know, my family was very, very small and nobody got along. Nobody liked us, so we never got invited over to Thanksgiving. So my parents would take us to Howard Johnson's. And hell yeah, oh my gosh. And you would get these thin layers of white meat turkey in a urine-colored gravy. And I'm not saying this to make, listen, I don't mean to, you know, make fun of Howard Johnson's. It's just as a kid, I could not stand Thanksgiving. I'm like, oh my gosh, you gotta make us eat this? You know, and it was bad. It was really, really bad when I could have been home watching football. So now there's some of you guys going, look, Dahlia, I'm okay with the eats. I got the turkey down. I'm good with that. It's just, it's the family and the in-laws and the travel and the, I know. So you don't have to, explain that to me twice. I get it. You got to be hanging out with the family. You got to have. Now, luckily, who I'm hanging out with this holiday is pretty cool. So I'm okay with that, with the family members. But sometimes there's somebody who you just really don't want to be around. And it may not be your whole in-laws combined. It doesn't have to be the whole entire, you know, it could be, you could love your mother-in-law, you could love your father-in-law, you could love your brother-in-law, your sister-in-law, but it's that one cousin or that one aunt or that one uncle, you know, especially the one that grabs your butt, and you're like, you know, really, why am I doing this? You know, I could be home watching football, and that's the other thing. Okay, don't go anywhere where they don't want the football on. Are you kidding me? You have a day off. You have relatively good food. I just wish somebody would serve a steak. You know, if I'm coming over for Thanksgiving, just have a steak. I mean, just, oh my gosh, all this No poultry, please. No fowl. I don't want fowl. I want firm, rich, juicy, succulent steak for my Thanksgiving dinner. I'm a lot more thankful after I eat a steak. Ask my husband. When it's our anniversary, you know, he gets me steak and chocolate. And he's good for the night then. But don't be feeding me fowl. Anyway, I can eat duck. You can make me a duck. Anyway, so, but there's always somebody that's like, no. I want to see the Macy's Day Parade. The Macy's Day Parade. Football's on. Are you kidding me? So then you try to find a room in the house and somebody yells at you for not being, you know, family-ish, and it stinks. Okay, so what's happening here with travel? You know, one thing I never get to do on my show is talk about weather. So now I get to be a meteorologist. They say the Thanksgiving trek, according to USA Today, to Grandma's house Wednesday, could be tricky for folks in parts of the Midwest and Northeast. There's a storm currently spreading rain and snow across the upper Midwest. It'll move into the Northeast by the evening and early Thanksgiving morning. They say snowfall ended Wednesday morning in Minneapolis, which is where GCN Network, yay! Ooh, good! And it will continue most of the day across Wisconsin and northern Michigan. The storm is moving farther to the east. There's going to be some light snow, freezing rain. See, I can deliver the weather. If I ever get fired as a radio host, I am definitely going to be a meteorologist. Yeah, I'll go back to school if I have to. That's fine. As the storm moves farther to the east, areas of light snow and freezing will likely cause a few travel disruptions across the interior northeast by Wednesday night. I'm driving to Phoenix. That's where I'm going for Thanksgiving. Although it sucks because I want snow. I mean, I'm going from desert to more desert. They say the wintry weather will expand from northern Pennsylvania and New York, okay, for those who are traveling there on Wednesday night and into parts of Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, and New Hampshire on Thursday. All right, there's going to be snow and ice accumulations, but they say it should be light. However, if you want to use weather as an excuse to get out of seeing the in-laws on Thanksgiving, I'll back you up. Let me know, and I will re-record this segment into a podcast so you could play it over the phone or over Skype to your in-laws. They say the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City is expected to proceed. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know why people aren't watching football and they're watching a parade. I don't get that. I mean, really, do we really have to see a dinosaur? And what else floats around on that? Oh, there is a separate storm in the Pacific Northwest. Elevation's about 3,500 feet. All right, and some flurries. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI on this beautiful Thanksgiving weekend. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who I'm very, very thankful for not turning off the show when I come up with bad content. And big thanks to you all for being there. I really, really do appreciate it. I would not be able to do the one thing I love without you. Well, yeah, I love that too, but I thank my husband for that. But the second thing I love, I would not be able to do if it wasn't for you guys. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Some of you that are traveling actually have to make the turkey tomorrow or this week or whatever. And so you're a little nervous about how to make the turkey. And so I years ago, had given you all some advice on how to make a turkey Dr. Dahlia style. So I'm going to play that segment of the episode, and I do sound a little younger. I sound like I have a little bit more estrogen and less testosterone, but remember, it was a couple years ago, so I was younger. So listen in and learn.
So quickly here, one of my patients, actually he's a new patient to me, he's been a fan of the show, comes in, and you know, he says, Dahlia, I got to give you some advice. You need to be more like Rachel Ray. And I go, what? Rachel Ray, doesn't she have a cooking show?
Yeah.
All right. I've never seen Rachel Ray. I mean, I know she has a cooking show, and I know it's pretty successful, but I don't know how that's relevant to my show. I'm a doctor. I answer people's medical questions. I give people the medical news. So, you know, I looked up Rachel Ray's ratings. That's kind of hard to say, Rachel Ray's ratings. That's a tongue twister. And he's right. She is beating me ever so slightly in the ratings. I mean, we're talking an Olympic second. But, yes, Rachel Ray's ahead of me in the ratings. And I'm just too competitive to let this go. So I guess today on the Dr. Dahlia Show, I will cook something. Now, I don't really know what to cook. What I'll do is I can prepare a turkey. I'm not a very good cook, and my husband could vouch for that. So I'm going to get our pot here, and I will explain to everybody how to do a turkey Dr. Dahlia style. I could do this. I could do this. Okay, so first get a, we got a pan, and I first need to sterilize the pan. So we're going to sterilize it here. Just kind of sterilize it because I don't want any bacteria on my turkey. Now, true, the turkey's probably laden with salmonella already, but at least I'm not adding insult to injury by putting the salmonella-infested turkey on a pan. We got that. Now lay the turkey supine into the pot, okay? Now, is everybody's turkey supining? You need to supine. Okay, the turkey supine. Now, the first thing I notice with a turkey, and it's not because I do a lot of gynecological exams, is the legs are just out there wide open, right? I mean, it's just lying out there right open. I mean, this turkey must have been a hoochie mama also when she was younger. Now, the reason why I believe the grocery store people, I don't know what you'd call them, that give you the raw turkeys, have the turkey that way instead of the turkey coming to you with its legs crossed and a little bit more appropriate, you know, for a family house and a family environment, is because they want you to notice that there's stuff in the turkey. So you guys see that? Inside the turkey, there looks like some white bag in there, and then it looks like some of its organs. This is actually my favorite part, taking out the organs. You know, there's liver, and there's, you know, it's kind of disgusting here. You got the liver, and it looks like an esophagus, so bone, kidney. So you take all that out. I really don't know what this little bag is for. Maybe for stuffing. I can't do stuffing, people. I'm sorry. I can't do stuffing. Dr. Dahlia doesn't know how to cook, so we're going to make this easy. So what we're going to now do is instead, let's just stuff it with some gauze. It obviously is dripping blood all over the place because of its circulatory system. So we're just going to kind of open up here some gauze and stuff the turkey with some gauze. Why not? Now, what I have here is, as you notice, once you start taking out all the entrails of the turkey, the legs are starting to close up. Now it's getting shy. Yeah, too late. So it's hard to stuff the turkey. So I have here a vaginal speculum, and we will insert it. Just let's try and insert this into the turkey here, and then we could stuff the gauze. Just keep stuffing it until it's packed. Okay, great. Okay, the turkey's stuffed. Now what we're going to do is, obviously, we're looking at a very raw epidermis. So what I like to do to add my turkey is I like to add a little Chardonnay. Okay, so we got some Chardonnay here. Just kind of pour. Oh, I just spilled Chardonnay all over the place. Let me just take a sip of that. Okay, so we got some Chardonnay. The epidermis and the dermis needs to soak up the flavor. So we're going to syringe some onion soup. I like to put French onion soup on my turkeys. Can we syringe some here? Jim, are you helping me? Yeah, very good. What, was that gas or a syringe? Okay, I'm sorry, excuse me. Sorry, my fiber's kicking in. Okay, so we got some, and then here let's pour a little bit of, what am I pouring on? What is this stuff? It's wet. Oh, it's more alcohol. I put more alcohol on there. All right. Then another thing we also want to do is we want to brown it. And I like to brown my epidermis of my turkey with some butter. I don't really have a butter brush, but I have a little cytobrush from my Pap Smear kit. You guys see? So we're going to cytobrush. good. Are you cider brushing? So now we got some butter on the turkey. I think we're almost done. Add some seasonings. These are, what am I putting? I'm putting on sprinkles and M&Ms. Okay, so we got some seasonings there. And then thermometer. I don't really have a thermometer. So I have a rectal thermometer. So let's just stick the rectal thermometer into the, no, not into the rectum. Put the rectal thermometer just kind of in the side of the skin there. I think we're done. I think this is ready to cook. Oh, it broke. Okay, the rectal thermometer broke. That's just mercury. Put another one in. I have plenty in my house. I even carry them in my purse. You just never know. Great. Okay, it's ready. I think it's ready. We're going to cook it. What do you think, Jim? Does it look good?
I think it looks absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
I like
you.
Watching you do it,
too. Thank you. Very yummy. What I really like is I got wine all over Heidi Harris's studio here. So we're going to have to drink that a little bit later. All right, and I guess that's how you prepare a turkey on the Dr. Dolly Show. Now, once you cook it, I don't really know how to work my oven. My oven hasn't been worked in 5 years. I've been in my house for 5 years. But I sure as hell know how to autoclave. And honestly, people, it's not that we want our food cooked. We want them sterilized because we don't want to have the bacteria. So just shove the turkey in an autoclave. Now, for every piece of surgical equipment, I think we autoclave 20 minutes. So each surgical equipment weighs a half a pound. This looks like a 10-pound turkey. So I don't know. I can't do the math. Just autoclave it for about 8 hours. When you pull it out, I have a nice scalpel here. We'll just kind of dissect it into some nice pieces. I usually like the femur part. And it's ready to eat. You know, this is easy. This was cake. Just cake. So, hope you all enjoy. Lord have mercy, I got wine all over the place. All right, let's get back to medical news. All right, guys. Okay, so that was a couple years ago, my making a medical turkey. Don't worry, the gynecological equipment was not reused. We did sterilize everything, but we saved it because I figured I could sell it on Pawn Stars if Rick will have it. And, turkey actually doesn't have to be that hard. The thing is what I would recommend, guys, is when you do, cook a turkey, don't start washing it. I don't know why people thought you had to wash a turkey. I don't understand why people think you have to wash a turkey or wash your poultry. Washing it off just splatters everything all over the place. You got salmonella, you got campylobacter. And so, studies have shown that if you try to wash something that could have bacteria all throughout, it doesn't. It actually puts you at more at risk. So I would suggest not to wash. The USDA is also suggesting that you defrost safely. The USDA condones 3 defrosting methods for your turkey. You could do it in the refrigerator. You could do it in a bucket of cold water. And you could do it in the microwave. They say the refrigerator method is the safest, but it is also the slowest. They don't want you to just stick it outside, right, for a couple days. Because as parts warm, okay, because you know how you need to defrost a turkey, parts defrost quicker than others, and then other parts start to warm up and become room temperature? Different bacteria is already starting to grow. They say make sure you double check with a meat thermometer. A pop-up timer is what a lot of people use, but they say poke the bird in its 3 thickest areas, according to the consumerist, with a meat thermometer. Don't use the rectal thermometer that I just did in that previous segment. So the inner thigh, the wing, and the thickest part of the breast. Although with me, my breasts don't really seem to be thick anymore. I mean, they're big, but after you breastfeed a couple babies, they're more like flat pancakes. So for me, if you were getting my temperature, I would say my glute, okay, my butt. Anyway, you're supposed to cook a turkey to 165 degrees, okay? If all three, not just one of the three or two of the three, are 165 degrees, then you can start to carve all three. Do not leave the food outside. I don't care if it's colder outside. You got to put your leftovers away. Okay? Plastic containers left out in the sun can heat up. Leftovers are good up to 4 days. You could freeze, and that'll last 4 months, but in the refrigerator, 4 days. I'll be right back, 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Be paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Rebel, rebel. Rebel, rebel. Rebel, rebel.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to all of you on this holiday weekend for tuning in and being with us. We really, really do appreciate it, and we hope you all have a very happy and healthy holiday. Well, I'm from Las Vegas, and Las Vegas has been in the news a lot, and I love the Red and Rebels, and Rebel Up is kind of a war chant, not a war chant, a game chant, but a war chant. I am not ready for war. I'm fine. I'm in a good mood. is a chant me and Jacob Gossel wrote. But nobody's talking about the rebels just this week. And the reason why is there's been a lot of excitement about the hockey team coming to Vegas. And I guess the hockey team has a name. And it's called the Vegas Golden Knights. And not Knights as in N-I-G-H-T, but Knights as in Knight in Shining Armor. So there's a lot of mix. Some people are like, what? Huh? Vegas Golden Knights? I don't mind it. I don't. I mean, I like the logo. It looks good. But I guess Bill Foley, after weeks of speculation, revealed to hundreds of fans outside T-Mobile Arena that their team now has a name and a logo. And so they say right now we have an identity, Foley told ESPN.com in his office a few hours before he unveiled the team's name and logo. It also features a medieval-themed helmet with a V in it for Vegas. He says, we are now the Golden Knights. He says, my whole idea was to create a logo and a name that was powerful that would epitomize the warrior class. The Knights are the epitome of the warrior class, the top of the line in terms of defending the realm, defending the unprotected. What about Legolas? This is all part of the culture we want to create with the hockey team, and hockey players are warriors. I get that. I get that. They're team players. They're not individuals. They're playing together. So you take a look, it's kind of gold with some blue and some dark brown. It's actually not that bad looking. I don't dislike it. I think it's pretty good. Let me see what else. It was 5 months to the day since the NHL confirmed that Las Vegas would become the 31st franchise beginning play in the fall of 2017. So they didn't have to rush. They said after 3 weeks after that announcement, Foley met for the first time with the folks at Adidas about creating the team's logo and jerseys. They finally got them going. He said he had to stay on them. We've been through 6 or 7 iterations, going from broad vision to more narrow and more narrow and more narrow. And so finally, 2.5 weeks ago, they decided on that. There's a lot of back and forth. Some people say, well, Las Vegas people don't like to be called Vegas. Do they like to be called Las Vegas? I've lived here since off and on since 1981. I call it Vegas. I'm like, I'm from Vegas. I'm like a one, like my kids, you know, I gave them a middle name, but I like very, you know, short syllables, I just don't like a lot of syllables. So, you know, Stone and Brock are my kids' names. My husband's name is Corey, but I call him Core. I'm not the mom that goes, Stoney, Michael, Wax. I don't do that kind of stuff. You know, I just like Stone, you know, because I just want to, you know, have most of the yell, all the other words I have to say. I don't want to be spending all this time yelling on their name. Okay, they know I'm yelling at them. So Vegas Golden Knights, I don't mind. I think it's pretty, pretty exciting. The reason why Bill Foley went for Vegas in Las Vegas, he said that's how most of the locals refer to Vegas. I kind of like Knights because Vegas Knights, right? Vegas, like nighttime, I like, you know, so there's that little bit of a homonym thing going there. So I guess the NHL, I think the NHL approved it, and hopefully we're going to be having a hockey soon. Some people say that a lot of the names, like Ducks, you know, and the Jackets, Blue Jackets or whatever. I mean, there's a bunch of names that a lot of people don't like that already when it comes to hockey. I don't watch hockey as much as I should. I like hockey a lot. It just, I am so exhausted after football season that I just don't, you know, regroup. So we'll talk more about that in a little bit. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hold on a second. I got to get myself off mute. Hold on. I have to mute because there's some music coming in. All right. So there's a Stanford study saying most students cannot tell fake news from real news. And this is very disturbing. Researchers from Stanford University's Education Department found teenagers and college students were not only getting their news from internet sources like Facebook and Twitter, but a majority of them were unable to sort fact from fiction. One of the tests included a picture from a photo sharing site of irregularly shaped daisies with the caption Fukushima nuclear flowers. Researchers at Stanford sent that picture to 170 high school students around the country, asking, does this photo provide strong evidence about conditions near the Fukushima nuclear plant? Their There was no proof the photo was taken in Fukushima or even Japan. No proof that the plants were exposed to radioactivity. And I guess many of the students thought that that was real. One student responded that it does provide strong evidence because it shows how the small and beautiful things were greatly affected. 80% of high school students accepted that picture as proof. Another test was a title page from The Atlantic touting an article on climate change. And from the same website, an ad by Shell Oil talking about climate change. And they said 200 students were asked which articles seemed more reliable. 70% of the students at the article sponsored by Shell was the more reliable source. What drew them in was the look of the Shell graph that looked more professional than the other one that had a picture. One student wrote, I think Article B is a more reliable source because it was sponsored by Shell and big companies wouldn't just sponsor anything. Another test, I know, another test was a tweet from MoveOn.org stating new political polling shows the NRA is out of touch with gun owners. When we asked the students, they said what makes the tweet a useful source and a less useful source. 80% of the college students surveyed didn't notice the source of the polling. Two-thirds didn't notice that a progressive organization like MoveOn, okay, might be something, you know, obviously MoveOn, writing about something about the NRA, should you think twice? And the study looked at 7,800 students from all over the country. So what does this mean? This means they could be very easily manipulated, and not only by Americans, but by foreign entities. They use social media very fluently. When it comes to evaluating information they encounter, the overall picture that we got was very bleak, according to Teresa Ortega. They said the one bright spot in the study is that the same researchers are now working on curriculum to teach critical thinking to students. Now, Facebook has been in the news because they, obviously, they had streaming and scrolling a lot of this fake news. CEO Mark Zuckerberg recently said at a trade summit in Peru that his company was taking measures to curb what he called was a relatively small percentage of deliberately false stories. Critics complained that the surge in bogus news stories on Facebook may have led to a Trump win in the 2016 elections. Google also acknowledged that it let a fake news story slip into its list of recommendations for election stories. So, fake news. And you know, there are people out there. It's very easy to make news. It's very easy to get things out there on the internet. Now, I have a blog, and I'm very grateful for my blog being out there on the internet. But I use the utmost responsibility, and I let them know it's an opinion piece. If I do have an opinion about something political, that's what a blog is for. It's supposed to be an opinion piece. A blog shouldn't be news. Okay, but sometimes you do write an article, and it does go out there as news. And, you know, you have a responsibility. But there are people out there purposely sending, you know, putting this stuff out there. And, you know, I've even seen my family members go, oh, my gosh, somebody died. And I take a look at it, and I start to fall for it. I'm like, wait a second, let me go back, let me research this. And then I research it and find it's not true. Yeah, and so if the average person doesn't spend the time to research and doesn't spend the time to do that critical thinking, we have a problem. We have a huge problem. So my suggestion is you know, we need to. I like freedom of speech. Okay, I don't want to limit that. But if there are false stories, okay, there's got to be laws. Okay, say you can't put that out there and pretend it's real news. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing
astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
All right, guys, we are back.
back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Another police officer has been shot near a university campus in downtown Detroit. The officer is named Colin Rose with the campus canine unit. He's in surgery after being shot in the head while on solo patrol. This occurred at Wayne Street State University at about 6:45 p.m. This is ridiculous. This is, I know everybody says these are random. These are no. Okay? These are connected. And it doesn't have to be connected in terms of the same person, you know, is doing it. There is a movement now to gun our cops down in cold blood. And this crap has got to stop. This is sick. This is outright murder. And I don't understand why this is, we don't see any leadership from our current administration to stop this bull crap. Right now, Colin Rose, who's only 29 years old, he was rushed to Detroit Receiving Hospital for surgery, is now listed as being in critical but stable condition and is recovering with his family. Rose has been with the force for about 5 years. D'Angelo Davis has been named as a person of interest in the shooting, according to Click on Detroit, before he was taken into custody at about 9:45. 5 p.m. The officer was shot shortly after radioing to say he was approaching a man while investigating car robberies. Wayne State University Police Chief Anthony Holt told reporters it had been a traumatic episode, but stressed how thrilled he was that Rose had come out of the surgery. Police carried out a massive manhunt prior to Davis's arrest after this report said officers were searching for a black man in his 40s wearing a white t-shirt and a skull cap and a brown jacket. Davis was riding a blue BMX at the time of the shooting, according to Daily Mail. Wayne State University has about 27,000 students located in the heart of Detroit, and several dozen armed officers from the Detroit Police and Michigan State Police were seen in the residential area of Woodbridge near campus. The shooting obviously follows four recent incidents into which law enforcement officers were shot. Texas, Missouri. Back on Sunday, where the latest law officials had reported, these are ambush-style attacks. These are people gunning for officers. Whether they're copycat attacks, whether they're synchronized, whether they're completely coincidental, we have to act as if this is a coordinated assault. And we need to, if the terrorists were picking off people, how would we approach this? We'd go to war. This is how, I don't know what the answer is. I don't know who is organizing, orchestrating what these people are thinking, but to think that you could just come up to an officer, gun him down in cold blood, and think that there's not going to be a backlash is wrong. Just because this current administration appears to be doing nothing, I don't hear anything coming from President Obama. Hopefully the next administration is going to be able to put a stop to this. And for those of you who are first responders, you know, whether you're a cop, firefighter, paramedic, EMT, anybody out there, I pray for you. Putting your life on the line as you do. Doctors have been shot. Putting yourselves on the line like this, it's teachers. It's frightening. And, you know, you especially shouldn't have to live in fear when you swore to protect and serve. And I'm just sorry this is happening. I'm just sorry that we're not doing more to protect you. Every officer that gets dressed and gets in uniform and says goodbye to their family, could be saying goodbye to their family for the very last time. How many people out there now want to be cops? How many students growing up right now, all right, seeing this, are going to want to join the force? Okay, how are we going to attract people to want to protect our citizens if they're going to be sitting ducks? This is ridiculous.
1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I got an email last week. I haven't responded yet. Not really sure how to respond. He had asked, now that I'm a teacher and I'm a professor, I have the, you know, my finger on the pulse of millennials and how they think. And he had asked, what did my students think about the recent election? And I couldn't answer it because I don't go there with the students. I don't, my guess is, you know, a very mixed, obvious, you know, mixed. But I think it is mixed as opposed to the idea that all college students or all graduate students had wanted a Hillary presidency. So my feeling is it's mixed. I had made a little bit of a joke about Obamacare. I was teaching the students about how, you know, to properly drape and gown, etc. And I said, don't worry, if you drop it on the ground, throw it out. You know, get a new one. You never reuse anything that's dirty. And I go, look, now that Obamacare is going away, hospitals are probably going to, you know, not be as concerned about money and prices and being gouged and going out of business. So, you know, go ahead, throw it out, get a new one. And, you know, half the class laughed, half the class got quiet. I go, is it too soon? So apparently there's a mix. So I can't answer that, and I don't, it's interesting. It's, you know, when you look at the universities and you see the riots and you see the protests, you see the, you know, it's hard to explain why the youth, you know, would be so, I guess, for one side or the other, being that, I mean, you would think, you know, they would be being so young and fresh, open-minded, and seeing both sides. You know, it's very, very interesting. Why wouldn't a young, youthful mind have more of an open mind? Because in psychology, when they get to this state, this age, where they leave the house and they start exhibiting independence, rather than being open-minded and learning, they will, for a very short period of time, go into either a rebellious, a revolting, or an identity stage, where they're like, I don't care what my parents think. I don't care what this. I'm going to pick a cause. I'm going to do something completely different than my family did, and I'm going to gain my identity as part of that cause. Very cool, I might add, to pick a cause. A lot of people pick some real good causes, and I think that's very, very, very awesome. I was really big on the environment. I thought that was very, very cool. So I get that. But when we, you know, read about how they're taking false news as fact, now that is preying on the young mind. And that's some dangerous stuff. I heard professors tell students, look, guys, okay, for you to be prepared for job interviews or medical school interviews, et cetera, you know, and you need to hear the news. And you need to get a fair, report of the news. Listen only to NPR. You're like, NPR? That's not straight, you know, and you're like, come on, people. And so unfortunately, their elders, who they may be getting advice from, could be steering them in that direction also in the university setting. But you know what? Everybody seems, you know, it obviously seems to iron out and even out. You know, once you experience something personally, once you see something, I mean, you know, if you really feel for what's happening to the police and you see, you know, one presidential, candidate versus another one, and you like one plan over the other, you're going to tend towards that. You're going to lean towards there. If you start having your own business and you see that all the tax laws and all the penalties and all the fines inflicted by the Affordable Care Act is ridiculous, you're going to dislike the Affordable Care Act. And again, you don't have to be Democrat, Republican, independent. You should vote for the person who you think is going to do a better job. But it takes a mature to realize that. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.